Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Ipsos Public Affairs did a poll for Global News. They did quite a few polls for Global News. Great ones, great polls. And this one is particularly interesting. One out of three Canadians, well, 32% accurately, 32% of Canadians say they would look for another job if their employer forced them to work exclusively at the office or workplace. Sean Simpson is vice president of Ipsos Public Affairs. Sean, speak to that. One of three would look to change their jobs if their employer requires them to return to the office or workplace full-time. I guess they're assuming they'll find an employer willing to accommodate them.
They likely will. One of the benefits of the pandemic, and there have been many drawbacks to be sure, but one of the benefits is that many people have been able to work from home, or at least, if not permanently, on a hybrid basis, and they seem to like it. They like the flexibility. They like not having to commute. They like maybe not having to buy their lunch, and all of those savings of time and money are really adding up. And one in three said they're out of there if their workplace wants to force them back in on a permanent basis.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what the next employer has to say if you fill in on your application that you left your last job because you were expected to go to work in the workplace. That would be an interesting situation that will develop. Do you think that 32% number will hold if employers nationally and by large majority tell their employees you must return to the office workplace? How strong is that opinion?
Well, I think it depends on essentially age. Age is the leading indicator of whether or not someone holds this position. For older workers, no, not really. It's 2 in 10 who say that they might look for another job if their employer forced them to come in full time. But among younger workers, those aged 18 to 34, 42% say that they would look for another job. And in fact, 15% of working Canadians overall say they've already changed jobs over the course of the pandemic so that they could continue to work from home. And once again, that is highest among those under the age of 35. One quarter say they've changed jobs.
So I'm looking at this 42% number, and in your release, it says 4 of 10, 42%. Say that the pandemic has taught them they are happiest working in their place of work rather than at home. Those are the younger ones. So the younger ones feel, not by majority, but large numbers of them feel happier when they're away from the home working.
Yeah, they're in fact the most divided, saying that the workplace, being away from the workplace, has taught them that they like being in the workplace. So it's roughly half of younger people who feel that way, and the other half really want to stay home. Now, younger people we know have been impacted disproportionately by the economic fallout of the pandemic, but also the mental health implications of the pandemic. So it's perhaps not surprising to me that those who say are more extroverted, who like to be with their colleagues and engage in a face-to-face manner, are eager to get back. Well, those who maybe are more introverted or prefer the flexibility and like working independently want to stay at home. But I think this is a lasting change. And in fact, 4 in 10 acknowledge that their employer has already adjusted expectations from what they used to be pre-pandemic, saying they've changed. We are now a permanently hybrid workforce. And, you know, Ipsos, for example, has adopted that flexible policy as well.
Is regional consideration in play here? Do different parts of the country, workers in different parts of the country, see the situation differently?
Yes, indeed. What we're finding is that actually in Ontario, workers are the most likely to say that their employer has adopted a flexible work environment and that they, in fact, will require that flexible work environment. Quebec as well. And I think a lot of it has to do, particularly in Ontario, with housing prices. We're seeing it in British Columbia as well. Many people, in order to be able to afford a home, have moved further away from the office. Getting into the office takes more time, more money than it used to. If younger people who are saving up for a down payment, for example, can save $20 a day on commuting and maybe another $10 a day on lunch, that's $30 a day they can put towards that down payment. So we're seeing a very strong correlation here between region and age, and I think housing prices as well.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.